Now, if you're new with us this morning, we have an open table for communion. That means you don't have to be a member of this congregation to participate. What makes participation appropriate and mandatory is that you've surrendered your life to Jesus. If you haven't done that, I urge you to do so even this morning. Jesus is great, and He's the reason why we do this. Thank you, in remembrance of Him. Let me read from the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord, beginning in verse 23, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Communion is a life-imparting experience that we get to enjoy with Jesus. Jesus went to the cross. He bore your sins and mine upon Himself. He took your sorrows and mine, your sicknesses and mine. He took, and by His stripes, the Bible says, we are healed. If you need healing in your body this morning, I urge you, receive by faith that life from Jesus, even as we participate. We believe by faith, as we partake of the bread, we ingest the Lord Jesus Himself. When we participate in the fruit of the vine, we are ratifying the covenant we have with Him as we receive His blood cleansing for what He did. How many know you couldn't take your own sins upon yourself and live forever? You couldn't do it. The Bible says your sins have separated you from God. If you still have sin this morning, I urge you, as we take a couple of moments quietly, ask Jesus to forgive you. Ask Him to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior if you haven't. But if you have and there's something that you know separates you from the Lord, take time to receive His mercy and grace right now. If you have something of ought or difficulty in relationship with somebody in the room here, take a moment and talk to them. Because we're not here to put you on display, but we're here to make sure our hearts are right with Jesus. So let's just pause for a couple of minutes, examine your hearts before the Lord, and then we'll take together. Amen. Lord, we thank You for Your grace and mercy in our lives. We're lost without You. But because we get You and walk with You and we've surrendered to You, we have Your mercy and grace in our lives, and we are so thankful. You tell us to do what we're doing this morning in remembrance of You. We remember Your body broken for us. We remember that You took our sins upon Yourself. We remember that we couldn't do it ourselves, but we remember that You did it, Lord. You went to the cross, You died, You were buried, and You rose again, and we give You that praise and thanksgiving. Lord, it may be a somber remembrance, but it's a celebration as we partake in who You are and in what You have done. Right now, by faith, let's partake of the bread together. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we stand here, we sit here today, so grateful for the cleansing blood of Jesus, so grateful that You wash us inside and out with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus, thank You for shedding Your blood so we didn't have to. Thank You for redeeming us. You are our Savior and our Redeemer, and we give You praise. And by faith, even this morning, as we receive Your body and Your blood, we receive Your healing power, we receive Your life, and we receive Your strength, Your presence. We receive You now in Jesus' name. Let's partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so great. We worship you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.